This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military on a visa application she submitted so she could work in the U.S. was arrested and placed into a Northern California jail. 37-year-old Wan Tang is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department Thursday announced charges against Tang and three other scientists living in the U.S., saying they lied about their status as members of China's People's Liberation Army. Meanwhile, China has ordered the U.S. consulate in the southwestern city of Chengdu to close in retaliation to the U.S. ordering China to close its consulate in the city of Houston, Texas, earlier this week. A group of men accompanied by a U.S. State Department official were seen forcing open a door at the Chinese consulate in Houston Friday, shortly after the U.S. government closure order was implemented. The U.S. alleges that Chinese agents had tried to steal data from facilities in Texas, including the Texas A&M Medical Center System and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. In an interview Friday with the Washington Post, the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said it may not necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown, but added you certainly have to call a pause and maybe even a backing up a bit. Fauci also said that everybody should be trying to reopen America again, but it should be done in accordance with set guidelines. He added that he and his family have been receiving death threats and have a security detail assigned to protect them. And there are now more than 638,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, more than 145,000 in the United States. The number of global infections exceed 15.6 million, and it's more than 4.1 million in the U.S. This is